Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a series of episodes on research on the campus of the University of Texas at El Paso to celebrate our 100th birthday. Today, we're talking to Professor Ignacio Martinez. He's in the Department of History, and he's a fascinating fellow. Sure. So, Nacho, welcome to 100 at 100.
Thank you for having me here.
What do you do?
So, my research is quite simply on friendship in colonial New Spain. I'm focusing on friendship, the way friendship was conceived, the way it was understood, the way it was practiced, the way it was manipulated in colonial Sonora from the 16th to the 18th centuries.
That's a very, very well-focused research. What's the oldest definition of friendship that's out there?
The oldest definition that I've come across is a definition by Aristotle. Aristotle had this tripartite division of what ideal friendship was. So he talks about friendship in three forms, right? And he has this kind of triangle that he uses. So the first form of friendship, the lowest form of friendship, is utilitarian friendship, friendship for practical use.
Where you can use your friends.
Sure.
Okay.
You scratch my back, I scratch yours, that type of deal. That type of friendship could be easily dissolved. He says that type of friendship is the friendship of children, basically. Then there's friendship for pleasure. People gain pleasure from friendship. They have these relationships. They can be emotional, but they also don't last forever. But
that's
the ideal.
The sort of person you go out and have a drink with on a weekly basis.
Absolutely. Share your thoughts, your ideas, your concerns, things of that nature. And then the most important, the most ideal form of friendship is, of course, ideal friendship. And this is a friendship that exists among two men of elite status, and it lasts forever. Right? It's such a perfect and ideal form of friendship that it lasts forever.
I suspect that's not the type of friendship that was in colonial Sonora.
Well, the ideals of perfect friendship did exist. But I'm more interested in how friendship was practiced on the ground. What was friendship actually like? How was it manipulated? How was it performed? How was it used by residents on the ground?
And so how was it used in Sonora in this little period of time?
Well, it was used in various forms. I mean, friendship in colonial Sonora depended on a host of factors, such as political, ecological, economic indicators. They functioned at distinct levels of intensity. Some were very emotional friendships. Some were more manipulative. Some were feigned friendships. So part of my research focuses on feigned false friendships and how those false friendships helped create social space. So they were useful, but they were false friendships.
So I would imagine then a false friendship between the Spaniards and the local inhabitants just to keep everything quiet from
Absolutely.
The point of view of the Spaniards.
Absolutely. So again, it created social space for people to maneuver the inter-ethnic space of Sonora, even though the friendships were false, were feigned.
Can you give us an example, Nacho, of a particular historic person and how he manipulated friendship?
Well, one of my chapters in my dissertation looks at this relationship between an Indian leader by the name of Luis Osic Pajigua and the governor, the Spanish governor at the time was Diego Ortiz Parrilla. Two individuals who came from completely different social spaces, yet they became friends. And they became friends for practical purposes, right? They needed each other. So the governor of Sonora used Luis Osic Pajigua to keep the indigenous peoples basically in check, to keep them under wrap. And Luis Osic Pajigua gained a great deal of prestige and status from the governor. So they used each other
to gain status. But did he do that on behalf of his people that he represented?
Not really.
Okay,
not
so that
really.
Was
he wanted status, and he was able to get that from the Spanish governor. When the friendship breaks, the governor is very distraught by the fact that he no longer has this indigenous person, his ally, his friend with him anymore.
Totally fascinating area of being able to do this academic study here on the campus. And I thank you, Professor Ignacio Martinez, for
thank
sharing
for
this with you. And you've been listening to 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a celebration of the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. And my name is Keith Pannell. Thank you.